is 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Sarah D'Elia. The governor's office announced today that former House Speaker Seth Hammett has been named the interim chief of staff for Governor Robert Bentley. Hammett replaces David Perry, who announced today that he has accepted a new position in Birmingham. He'll be the vice president of operational risk for Protective Life Corporation, according to the company. We discuss this and more with Kyle Whitmire of AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So to start off, Kyle, how surprising is it that David Perry is stepping down?
Well, I mean, we're almost to the end of Governor Bentley's first term. This is sort of the political off-season. We're about to have another election. You know, he's been there for quite a while. It's not that surprising at all to see a transition like this at this point in someone's tenure in office.
Well, former House Speaker Seth Hammett and Governor Robert Bentley have a history of working well together despite Hammett's career as a Democrat. Do you think Hammett's political leanings will play a role in his job at all?
Well, there are a lot of people in the Republican ranks who are not that far away politically from Seth Hammett. You know, a lot of the people that he will be working with in the Republican caucus used to be in his party and were in his caucus when he was there in the legislature. So I don't think that's going to be a major thing. Of course, we have to see if this is just going to be an interim job or if this is something that's going to be on a more long-term basis when it really counts, which is when when they are in session the beginning of next year.
Well, do you have any predictions on any changes Hammett may be making as Bentley's chief of staff?
Well, I mean, I think that he is probably more politically savvy. I don't know what kind of changes there really are to make. I mean, the issue with Bentley is that Republican leadership, the Speaker and the Pro Tem and others really have not taken the governor seriously. They see the seat of power in Montgomery really being in the Speaker's office and not in the governor's office. So when we saw things like this session, like the teacher pay raise come up, they just kind of brushed him off, said, you know, okay, go away, shoo, old man. There's one moment during the session when you had Bentley was trying to have a committee meeting to have appointments to the ASU Board of Trustees confirmed during a filibuster in the Senate. And so senators wouldn't come out into his committee meeting to confirm his appointments. You know, he went into the chambers and said, hey, can I get you to come out here? And they said, no, we're busy right now. I think hiring Seth Hammett could change the amount of street cred that the governor has. This is someone that a lot of people in the state house take very seriously.
Well, how much power does the chief of staff actually have?
Well, I mean, it depends on how politically savvy that person is. You know, it's not like what you see on House of Cards where they actually go out and kill someone, but figuratively speaking, they have to have a killer instinct.
Well, as far as filling the position long term, any thoughts on who would be hired for the long term position?
I don't, but I think Seth Hammett, if that's not the person that winds up taking that job, I think the governor would do well to find someone a lot like Seth Hammett, who has experience, who does sort of have that killer instinct, who people in the state house take seriously.
Well, switching gears here, Kyle, you had an article come out this week about climate change and Americans' feelings toward the reality of climate change. How does this whole argument over climate change impact Alabama specifically?
Well, Bloomberg had a very great piece this week about, you know, we might be seeing our coastline changing, moving over the next 100 years or so. You have to, you know, when you're planning long-term infrastructure projects, you have to plan around that. If you're trying to buttress your infrastructure or your state assets so that they don't wind up being washed into the ocean, you have to plan for that. The trouble is in Alabama, we're sort of politically allergic to the words climate change or global warming. And if you bring up those terms to public officials, they'll just immediately tune you out. And it's time that, you know, public officials in Alabama learn to have a different attitude about it.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.